Burn the Ships by For King and Country on Kinship Radio and Mornings with Ryan and Beth. That's quite an image there, you know, just getting to that place where you decide that you are following the Lord and his calling and you are not turning back.
Amen.
I kind of feel that way every time we get to this point in the show, because no matter what, we're going to talk about what day it is.
You need to burn the ships.
I know.
Get rid of this game. It's time to end it.
It's just kind of, here's what we're doing.
Yeah.
And yeah.
It'll be fun.
No matter what. Well, we're going to find out.
It is July 3rd.
Yeah.
Surely there wouldn't be any holidays next to a big one.
Why?
I guarantee you there's holidays on the 4th that aren't July 4th. You'll find that out tomorrow.
Sure.
So today is, again, July 3rd. There are holidays today to pick from for this game. What day is a game? I picked two. There are two real holidays in this list.
Absolutely real ones.
Absolutely real, and they're today. And then there's this other one, which is not.
Okay.
It's not
you
today.
You make it up.
Yep. All right. So, okay. And Bethany, you were going to guess which is the fake day.
Sure.
The first one here is National Stay Out of the Sun Day. Reminder to prioritize your sun safety and protect your skin.
Okay.
I need to do that.
Me too.
I have a couple children who are quite red right now because they did not do this yesterday.
Oh.
Well, yeah, they also did not put sunscreen on.
Yeah. I burn very easily.
Yeah. My wife does not. Which is why this sometimes happens, where she's just like, oh, we don't need sunscreen. Oh, I don't, but they do.
Protect the children.
Protect the children. Yeah. I remember that there was an epiphany when we were years ago when Calvary was like two, and she burnt through her clothes.
Really?
Yeah, like she had a shirt that was a little mess. She's a two-year-old, and she burned her whole body. And that was when my wife realized, oh, this kid is not like me. She needs sunscreen more than a normal person.
All I have to do is think about going outside and I turn pink.
Turn toasty.
Yeah.
All right. So National Stay Out of the Sunday.
Okay.
National Lawn Chair Balancing Day.
What?
So, said to have started in Hot Springs, Arkansas in the early 80s. They radio station hosted this contest encouraging listeners to balance lawn chairs in creative ways. And I think a lot of them, I saw some pictures that are just like stacked, like on top of each other in the patio. What?
Okay.
I think the heat may be getting to their heads. I don't know what's going on.
So, there was some July 3rd. Years ago, where people in Hot Springs, Arkansas, frankly, were just bored.
Maybe. And hot.
And hot.
Like, what are we going to do?
What nobody do we have? Could think of anything else. Like, crochet?
Too much work. But chairs.
Chairs. Look, there's a pile of lawn chairs. What can we do with these today? I don't know.
George won't get out of his chair. Let's stack some on top of them.
In weird ways. Wow.
So, National Lawn Chair Balancing Day. And finally, National Eat Your Beans Day.
Eat them.
Beans are great for you.
Sure.
I have some kids who fight it, but for the most part, and I have some others that are a little bit obsessed, like beans. Yay! You know, so.
Okay.
Eat your beans day.
Any specific variety of bean?
It's not listed, so I think any bean will do.
Okay. Okay.
Kidney, I mean, black, pinto.
I mean, with National Eat Your Beans Day possibly being July 3rd and being so close to July 4th, I mean, when I think of July 4th and the barbecue thing, it could be like pork and beans.
Pork and beans, baked beans.
Baked beans.
Yeah.
You know,
the
that
sweet
kind of thing.
Beans.
Yeah, there's that. Interesting. Very interesting.
But there's your days.
Wow. What to do.
Which one do you gravitate towards?
Good question. For some reason, I really like Lawn Chair Balancing Day because that's just so weird. It could be true. And I could see this happen somewhere. Huh.
There are bizarre days all the time.
Ones. There are weird ones.
That's how this. That's why this game works.
I know.
I can come up with anything.
I know. People are strange.
Uh-huh.
They're creative. And they do weird things when they're, when they are pressed to do stuff.
When they're hot.
Yeah, I know.
What are we going to come
I
up
know.
With today?
Just the lazy days of summer. Come mm-hmm. on, people. Okay. And you know, food days are also real easy, too.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'd like to think I have faith in people. I like to think I have faith in humans. I don't know anymore. So I'm like lingering on this lawn chair balancing uh-huh. day. I mean, I'd like to think people are smarter than that, but I don't know. I'm kind of leaning toward that one being real.
Are you pulling the trigger on it?
Yeah. I'm going to say you made up National Stay Out of the Sunday.
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I should have. Okay.
Stay out of the sun, people. That's today.
Okay. Okay. Uh-huh. The only reason I waffled on that one was because it could have been a different day.
Ah, gotcha.
I will say that.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the only reason I waffled. Okay. Mm-hmm. So.
Eat your beans or lawn chair bouncing day.
Okay. Then I'm gonna say there. My faith in humans is gonna stay there. You made up National Lawn Chair Balancing Day. Okay, I should have picked it first.
Have faith in humans. Just don't have faith in me, because this one's fake as the day is long. This is totally made up.
Oh.
Me and an AI wrote this description.
But, you know, you say this is according to local lore, a small town radio station posted this quirky little contest. See, I could see radio stations do something like this, because this would totally be something that I would think of, too.
Yeah, and it sounds kind of fun.
It does.
It really does.
It does.
So, you know what? Eat your beans today, stay out of the sun, but balance those lawn chairs inside just for fun. I mean,
why not?
Send us pictures.
Sure.
Yeah. Here's You Are the Sun from Sarah Grove's Kinship Radio Mornings with Ryan and Beth.